Before we begin, make sure you're sitting or lying down comfortably in a place where you won't be interrupted. You and I are going to take a journey together, just for a short time. If you're ready now, we can begin. I just want you to relax as much as you can. Just let yourself be as lazy and relaxed as you'd like to be, listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And as you're there, listening quietly to the sound of my voice, focus for just a few moments on your breathing. Just start breathing slowly and steadily, just as though you were fast asleep. You can even pretend to be fast asleep, and just imagining while you're relaxing there how you might look right now. Imagining how comfortable you look. Just using the power of your imagination to see yourself in your mind's eye. And you can use that imagination to do whatever you have to do to make you look even more relaxed. Still thinking about your breathing now, concentrating so that each breath in lasts for the same length of time as the last breath in, and each breath out lasts the same length of time as the last breath out. And noticing too that each breath in is a little shorter than each breath out. And as you're thinking about your breathing, just notice the weight of your head resting there, and still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. But that's all right. You can just simply start thinking about your breathing again while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you here. And in psychology, there's a rule called 7 plus or minus 2. And that means that most people can think of 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. Sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head resting there, and how you might look from the outside. And that's 4 things. So you can think of those 4 things while you're listening to the sound of the music I'm playing in the background. So that's 5 things now. And I wonder if you can think about those 5 things and then at the same time notice the way your feet feel, resting so heavily there. And perhaps how your arms feel. And that's 7 things now. the sound of my voice, the weight of your head as you rest, the music playing in the background, the way you look while you're relaxing, and your breathing, and your arms, and your feet feeling so heavy. And I wonder if you can now add an eighth thing into all of that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of 7+1 things, adding in perhaps an awareness of the temperature of the room, and then just testing to see whether you can add yet another input to your senses, so that you're thinking of 9 things now, all at once. That's 7+2, thinking about all those 8 inputs to your senses. And then maybe adding an awareness of the way your eyes feel while you're thinking about all those other things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet resting heavily, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel, the weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And of course, when anybody thinks of all these things, what they're really doing is scanning round them, one after the other, very quickly. So quickly, it feels as if you're thinking of them all at once. And in the world of computers, that would be called time sharing. Sharing your available resources between the different tasks you're attempting to perform all at once. And that is why some people can think of only 5 things, because it's the limit of their memory, while others can actually think of 9 things. And I wonder how well your memory is working as you struggle to remember those 9 things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And now you can think how good it will feel when you simply allow yourself to think of only the most important thing of all, concentrating all your energies onto that one most important thing of all. which is going to be so easy to think of, now that you are going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of nine. And that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing. Thinking how relaxed you can be now, that you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be. Relaxing in your mind and in your body. No need to think anything at all, really. No need to do anything. Nobody wanting anything, and nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. You look very sweet, all sleepy and relaxed there. Listen to Mummy's voice. Listen and relax, and allow my voice to echo in your imagination. You want to do as Mummy tells you, don't you? You want to be a good little girl. You see, I know that deep inside you is a very special place, where you keep all your secrets and desires hidden. But here in this safe place, you can let them all out, and I will keep them safe for you. Deep down inside you, there's a very special little princess that just wishes she could come out. A sweet, pretty little girl. That's right. And that sweet little baby girl inside you deserves to be noticed and played with and loved, just like everyone does. We're going to reach down deep inside you now and take that baby girl's hand. Take her hand and pull her to the surface so that you and she are inseparable for a little while, so that you can be her, which is, after all, what you want. It's what I want too. Mummy wants to meet her little princess. You can feel it now, can't you? You can feel your adult self floating off into the distance, getting lost in the haze for a while. And in its place, a lovely, bubbly feeling of happiness. That's right. That's my baby girl's thoughts now, taking over your own for a while, so that you can't even remember what it felt like to be a grown-up man. But that's okay. That's not who you really are. My little princess is happy to be allowed out into the world, aren't you? What a sweet, good girl you are, dressed in your lovely soft diaper and pretty clothes. You look absolutely adorable. Such a good girl. You love pretty clothes, don't you, sweetheart? You love how Mummy dresses you in pink and frills and ribbons, so that you look all pretty, just like a pretty dolly. Doesn't it make you feel good? I know it does. And it's good to feel good, isn't it? Dressing in pretty little girl clothes always makes you feel good. Because you know Mummy likes it, and that makes you like it too. And all baby girls love their little toys. Mr. Teddy Bear is so snuggly, and he makes you feel safe. Do you have a teddy bear, darling? If you don't, I think you might need one. Your grown-up mind can remember that and get one for you later on. All baby girls need to feel protected and safe and loved. And you are, aren't you? That's right. Feel Mummy's arms around you, Princess, holding you gently and carefully, stroking your little head and your pretty curls. It's a nice feeling, isn't it? There, there. You look sleepy, little one. It's all right. Baby girls don't need to worry about anything. Nothing at all to think about or worry about. You just look happy there, cuddled up to Mummy, being gently rocked. Hush now, that's right. Such little girls don't need to try to speak. They just make happy little noises. Just happy little baby noises. Because giggling is more fun, isn't it? And baby girls can't walk yet either, and they don't want to try. Trying is too much hard work. Crawling is lots of fun though, isn't it, darling? Crawling around and exploring all the interesting things you can see. That's right. It looks like my little princess might need to pee soon. Don't worry about a thing, sweetheart. Mummy made sure your lovely soft diaper was firmly on. Baby girls don't have control over when they pee. You can't even tell when you need to go, can you? It's all right, my love. You just go whenever you need to. And don't worry about it at all. It feels lovely to just let go and fill up your diaper, knowing that you don't need to even think about it. Good girl. Such a good little girl. Mummy is so proud of her sweet little princess. Now, because you listened to all of that so well and were such a good girl, Mummy's going to let you have a little treat. Does that sound like fun? It does, doesn't it? Mummy's going to put you down in your crib for a little nap in a minute. It's okay, you don't have to stay there long. Just for a moment. And while you rest there in your crib, all the grown-up thoughts left in your mind are going to go bye-byes for a little while. That's right, no more grown-up thoughts for a little while. They're no fun, and such little babies don't need to worry about them. You'd much rather play with your toys, wouldn't you? That's right. Good girl. You'd have a lot more fun playing with your little toys and not thinking about anything. Just seeing the pretty colours and feeling the different textures. And if you need to, if something important happens, or if you're disturbed, or once you're tired and ready to grow up again, you can do that quite easily, just by laying down and closing your eyes for a moment. It's as easy as that. As easy as that. And then you'll be your normal grown-up self again, just like waking up from a dream. Are you ready to go to your crib for a nap now, sweetheart? Good girl, all comfortable now. Remember, you don't have to stay there long. And then you can wake up and go and play. Mummy's going to count down from 10 for you. It's all right if you can't follow the numbers properly. When I get to 1, my little princess is going to wake up, all bright and fresh and ready to play, right up until sleepy time. 10. 9. 8. There's my good girl. 7. 6. 5. Doing so well, sweetheart. 4. 3. 2. 1. Wake up, sleepyhead. It's time to go and play.